Hey, this is a bonus episode, and I'm not sure if we were supposed to do something different with music and stuff, but I don't care, because this is whatever we want it to be, because postmodernism. Hey, welcome to the extra episode of 15 Minutes with Frank. Hopefully I'm stealing all your megabytes in your phone that you can't take that new selfie because, oh, you downloaded a podcast and now you have to delete this in order to take another photo. But before you delete this, listen to what I have, because in this bonus episode, we got some freebies for you. And with all any freebies, please share the link, share the episode, don't share the files. Because if you share the files, no one will share files with you. People won't give you free stuff anymore. They don't, like, people don't want to do it if you're just going to share the files. But if you share the links, heck, we'll give you more free stuff. Because the links, for me, is a way for other people to get to know me and this podcast. So that way, we can all be one big giant family. But if you just share the files, that's like being that person who goes through other people's, like, houses and, like, takes, oh, that's called stealing. That's right. So it's kind of like stealing. If even though you got it for free, or if you paid for it, when you give your file to someone else, like that's not chill, guys. But if you share the link, dude, we can be best friends. We can go to Popeyes together, share a 12 piece. But till then, till we share that 12 piece together, let's talk about summer camp. Summer camp was the best. Okay, like I have 1,000 different arguments why I think like summer camp is a staple in our student ministry. It should be a staple in every student ministry, or some sort of event where it's like a week away from everything. It builds unity, allows kids to be kids. It's Jesus 24/7. There's so many, but like the whatever downsides you can have for summer camp, which I don't know what they are. Finances maybe. But you can figure something else about that. But like other than that, like camp is so amazing. And so what I want to do in this episode is kind of just, I'm going to bear everything on you guys. Like if I do it, you're going to have it. I'm going to tell you everything I did for summer camp. I'm going to try to rake my brain. I might like freestyle a couple points. I have some notes, but there might be things as I like start remembering stuff that I might just add to it. And so hopefully I'll put everything I remember on the website and to get the files, there might be some clicking and some typing you might have to do, but you'll get the files and you can do whatever you want with them for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Adapt them to your own ministry. You know, share them with your intern, but please, like, if you have another youth pastor, like, hey, there's some cool stuff here, send them the link, as in the podcast link, or at least my website, you know what I'm saying, and let them find it, let them have the enjoyment of clicking around that you had as well, all right? Let's talk about summer camp. All right, so before I begin, I have to explain our relationship with the camp that we have. So some people do CIY, some people do Student Life, some people do YM360, Hume Lake, there's a couple camps in Texas that are really big. Like you go through these camp places and one of two things happen. Either you just send kids there and maybe you can send some of your adult volunteers, or you come as a youth group and basically your job is to just love your kids that week. Maybe do a couple of small group sessions, but they do all the preaching and teaching and everything else, right? And those camps I love. Like I just worked with CIY this past week, this past summer. I spoke at 3 of their mixed camps for the middle schoolers. It was great. I did Student Life for 4 or 5 years. Great, like greatest experiences ever. I love them. I love those type of camps. But the camps that we do are not like those type of camps. And let me explain why. So when I first came to my church, they never did summer camp before. It wasn't a part of their culture. They didn't know what to do with it. So I said, we have to do it because I know how vital and important summer camp is to the culture of the student ministry, as well as the unity it brings and the boost it gives towards kids, like spiritual growth. And so I started doing some research and I realized Student Life only comes up to like Chicago, which is about, it's only like an hour south of here, but like, if I could be completely transparent, and if Student Life is listening, like, forgive me, but like, I'm the kind of person that will go to a camp based on who the band is and who is speaking. And one thing I noticed was that the stuff they brought to the Chicago camp wasn't that great, or at least the Illinois camp. Like, I didn't know who the speaker was, and I didn't know who the band was. And, like, for my kids, I want to make sure they have the best experience ever. And I know Student Life as a program is going to kill it. But, like, if I'm going to, like, if I don't know the speaker and, like, I don't really know who that person is, like, I get a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. And maybe I shouldn't have that outlook on life. But it's a free country, so I can do whatever I want, right? And then this is before CIY called me to ask me to speak for them. I've heard of CIY. I have friends who use CIY, but I don't know much about CIY at that point. And if I could be completely honest, like transparent, you know, because we're going to be real here, I didn't have the highest view of CIY simply because I thought it was just all like, you know, I was that typical like annoying Calvinist dude, right? Like, oh, you're having fun, you're living in sin, right? I'll be completely real. I thought that's what it was because I saw like these, what other people were showing at their camp, and I was like, I don't know about this camp, man. This was like just a bunch of stuff and they're low on Jesus. Dude, first off, let me just throw this away right now. It's not the case. They love Jesus, and they're giving the thing is they just know how to have really good fun. You know what I'm saying? They know how to do it well, and they leverage the fun and the excitement and the joy they have for to create like the currency so that way they can speak into the life of the kids. They're giving these kids the gospel and the truth, and they love Jesus. And I'm 100% a huge fan of student life. I'm also a huge fan of CIY now. After I spoke with them for the past couple months, and got to meet their staff and got to kind of know like what's going on there, dude, there's so many good opportunities. CIY is great, and their closest camp for us is in Michigan, and it's like a 4-hour drive. And again, that's not bad. I've heard of youth groups drive 12 hours for camp, 10 hours for camp. But I was like, I just don't know about it. And like, the other factor in all that is like both Student Life and CIY is that the cost of camp would have made it at the lowest, maybe $300 a kid, you know what I'm saying? But realistically, like the actual cost per kid would have been closer to $350, if not $400, when you include transportation. So I was like, I can't do it, guys. I can't do it. I can't like afford this, because I can't get my kids to pay this much. Now we're at a point in student ministry where we probably could afford it, but things have changed. And let me explain why. So let me say again, CIY, amazing organization, completely support it. Student Life, amazing organization. I would completely support it. There's even a couple other local camps around here that do great stuff. But this is what happened. We found this campsite called Fort Wilderness. And they're up 4 hours north of here. So, like, we're in Wisconsin. We're already pretty dang north. So, like, any more north, you're in Canada. But before you get to Canada, there's this thing called the UP. Did you know Michigan has, like, owns a part of Wisconsin? I don't want to talk about it. It's weird. It's called the UP. It's called the Upper Peninsula. I don't know what's up there besides trees. If people live there, that's news to me. And then right below that is a little bit of Wisconsin. It's called the North, which is funny because we live in the North. And there's a camp called Rylander. There's a city in there called Rylander, and there's a camp called Fort Wilderness. And it's a Christian camp, and it's unfortunate their name is Fort Wilderness because there's a Disney place called Fort Wilderness. And so when you Google Fort Wilderness, you only get Disney. But search keep going, and you find Fort Wilderness in Wisconsin. So I called them up. People recommended them to me, and everyone kept recommending them because they're a Christian family-owned camp, and the food is amazing. And I was like, you had me at the food, so let's check this out. So I went up there. They gave me a tour, fell in love with the place, fell in love with the people, and here's our relationship with them. They run everything in terms of the food, the games, the campy camp stuff. It's a super campy camp, right? When you go to CIY or Student Life, it's typically, there's some campy camp places, but it's typically like in a hotel or a convention center or a college campus, right? So it's definitely way better amenities. Like you have air conditioning and all that stuff. This is like campy camp. Like this is like cabins with no electricity. You have lanterns for light at night. There's no cell phone service, so we don't ask kids to bring cell phones. Swimming in the lake, canoeing, archery, throwing axes, like, you know, but there's also nine square, carpet ball, all that kind of stuff. So it's super campy, and it's super fun. And so they provide all that stuff, and all we have to do is provide basically the spiritual side. They even provide worship. Like, they have guys and ladies who lead worship for us. And so it's pretty cool that they, like, They provide everything we except for the spiritual side, and so we're in charge of that. And that's the stuff I get geeked out about, right? Like coming up with like a 4-day sermon series, as well as like small group stuff. Like that's fun, and like I get to empower my interns to really take the brunt of that. Like, and I get to teach them that stuff. It's a really cool thing, guys and ladies. And so we had this relationship. They charged me like a super good deal. Basically, at the end of the day, it's about $250 a kid, but they throw in some bonuses for us, like. For every 20 kids, you get one adult leader free and all this stuff. And like, or maybe it's 10 people, one person free. I've read a deal. But like, they gave us, you know, really, really good food. And the experience was like top notch. And it was just a great, great thing. So that's our relationship with Fort Wilderness. So every year around February, we have this back to school event called Fuse One. No, back it back. Sorry. In February, we have an event called Big Winter Weekend, and it's like our winter retreat. That's in February. It's literally the following week, that following Sunday, we start promoting camp. So I've already been talking to the camp since December, if not January, and we start talking about, like, actually, take that back even further. In, like, September, I book my spot. Like, I book my space. Like, okay, this is the week I want to be there. So about a month, I'm going to be doing that. By December, I kind of finalize the details, like, okay, we want to make sure we include this, this, and this. Like, if I want certain foods, or if I want I don't do this, but like, if I want to include horseback riding, I can include horseback riding. You know what I'm saying? We talk about that kind of stuff, and then we're like, okay, and they just give us a price. So we haven't changed; it's the same price every year. But we talk about like maybe some different nuances. Like this year, we added a talent show that we didn't do the year before. We add that kind of information then, so that way they can be prepared for it. By the end of February, early March, we start promoting it, and so the way we promote it is we re-show the highlight video from last year. We get the kids hyped about it. It's now it's so instilled in our like DNA. Like the kid, it sells itself now. But this year, the way we got signups is we use this thing called registrations through Planning Center. So if you use Planning Center for assigning role, you know, like service planning and for your services and stuff like that. One of the features it has is called registrations. And it's like probably to me the most beautiful and like simple form registration thing for like churches that I've ever found. Now, I won't be able to use it again. So our church has like this other software they use, this other like church management software that has like registrations and integration for taking payments and stuff like that they want us to use. But I really begged them for me to at least try Planning Center. And like it kind of stinks because like it worked great. Everything it needed to do, it worked well, and I loved it. We have to go with our – I'm going to next year probably go back to my church software. And I don't necessarily want to, but like, dude, I'm a team player, right? Like the one way to like cause tension in the staff is like to – be, you know, a brat and like not be a team player, you know what I'm saying? And like these are small things, and so like, you know, I'm willing to like sacrifice registrations by Planning Center to go ahead and use our own system. It's a little bit more complicated, a little bit more convoluted, but it's way more robust. It's just really confusing to get to that robustness, if that makes sense or whatever. I think anyone who knows anything about church management software, everyone knows like some of the bigger ones can be a little bit complicated, and like to get to what you want to do, stuff like registration is just like out of the box. It works. It might be limited in a couple places, but it gets the job done, right? And so registration was great because not only the kids get to register, I got to also like have a way for them to like get forms and all that kind of stuff really simple in there, as well as like assign kids to cabins really easily. It created a beautiful document. It was really, really cool. Then from there, so kids started registering, and then one thing we promoted as we started advertising, so there was a set date. We're like, okay, registrations begin this date. And it's probably like sometime in March, if not early April. And then one promotion we have is the first five promo. And the first five promo is like the first five people that sign up for camp get some bonuses. And so literally the first five people, like within the first like 20 minutes, 60% of camp is full because everyone tries to sign up to be that first five. And so literally the first five people get a free shirt. They get there. So we took a charter bus this year. They get to choose where they want to sit on the bus with a seat buddy. They get to choose their bunk mate, like who they're going to share a cabin with, like a bunk cabin with, yep. And then the fourth thing is they get to be the first people in line for every meal. So some pretty easy perks. And like I got this idea from like Ben Reed or Nick Farr. One of them did it for like their camp or something. I think it was Nick. And I was like, that's such a good idea. And like, what you need, the key to make it good is all the perks should be like free. Like it costs you nothing to let them pick the seat first, right? It costs you nothing to have them skip everyone in the meals, right? The only added bonus that we added was that cost money was the free shirt. And so literally, I wanted to do this thing for a while. Back in like when I just listened to hardcore music, there was these kids who would get gold foil on their shirts. Like they would print gold foil on the shirts, and it's like it's definitely way more expensive, but like it looks cool because like it's actually like shiny and stuff like that. And so I had I had like a few shirts printed up for the first five people that said Fuse Camp 5. It's called Fuse Camp 5, and they're really shiny and they're really cool. And yeah, they were fun. I literally just wanted to give this the free shirt option because I really wanted to have a shirt with gold foil on it. It's terrible. Once you wash it, it gets pretty bad. But it's pretty great. And so those were the perks. And then literally we had the first five sign up within literally a minute. It was pretty quick. But like I said, 60% of camp was full within the first hour or so. But one thing we also do is we do different tier pricing, right? So like the first month is like the cheapest camp will be. It's $215. Then the next 2 months was the regular pricing. So the first one's called Early Bird. The next one's like regular pricing. It's $235. So it's still under the price that camp actually costs. But for the sake of like getting kids to afford it, we like subsidize some of it. And then the late cost, which is like the month of June up to like halfway through July, the final cost is $255. And so it's $5 more than the cost per kid. But like we don't, I mean, maybe like four kids sign up then. But like we don't really recoup any costs. Like we're still paying out of pocket. So some question I always get asked is like, how do you fundraise, do anything? We have like a no fundraising rule in our church. And that's an awesome thing and also a thing that kind of sucks because the awesome reason about it is like, I don't ever have to do a car wash. I hate car washes, never want to do them. The thing that sucks about them is there's a lot of kids who want to come and they would like love to do something to earn to go to camp or to earn to go wherever, but like they can't afford it. So what do they do? So our church has made a thing where like if anyone wants to go to camp, we'll make a way for them to go to camp. And like it's kind of like a hush-hush I do get it. It's taken out of my budget. But like the point is this is like if I go over budget because I'm sponsoring kids for camp, I'm not going to get in trouble for it. Does that make sense? Like my church is cool with that. But one thing I did is I did tell the people in our congregation that like if anybody wants to sponsor a kid on their own volition – above and on top of whatever they give to the church normally, like we would gladly take it. And I would say we raised $3,000 just because like different adults wanted to give towards scholarships. And so we offer scholarships to kids and we're like, what can you afford? If you can afford a deposit of $50, then we could take care of the rest. Some people can afford $100. I did give some discounts to like, there's one family that has three kids. I gave them like a multi-kid discount. If they went on the missions trip, I deducted $30 from camp. Because I did, like, mission trip was expensive, and so it kind of gave them a little bonus, you know, that kind of thing. I just gave them options, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we gave out quite a few scholarships. Only a few people, like two or three people, I had to pay for everything for them. Most people were able to pay something, and I had to pay maybe $100, $150, something like that. But yeah, it was cool. It was a great – the tier pricing is cool because it forces kids to sign up early so you kind of know, like, who you have, you know what I'm saying? Then as far as like curriculum goes, like the year before I purchased a curriculum, basically I bought like a D-Now series and I made it my own. And like D-Nows are basically summer camps, except they condense into 2 days. I spread it out over 4 days or whatever. But like what we did is this year is I got my interns and I say, hey, between the three of us, we're going to collaborate and make our own series, make our own summer camp curriculum. And that's what I'm going to give to you guys. And so in a moment, when this is done, when you're done listening, I would love for you to go to the website, frangel.me, click on this bonus episode under the podcast section, and you'll have some instructions on how do you get all this material, as well as all the resources I'm giving in this podcast. I use this website. So let me start back. So I wrote my own sermon, and we were in Galatians 5. So for the first 3 days, I broke down Galatians 5. And then, like, the premise of Galatians 5 is, like, we should walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. And he tells you what the works of the flesh are, and he tells you what the fruit of the Spirit is. But like one thing you notice in the passage of Galatians 5 is that like we've been set free not to fall in the flesh, but like to follow Christ. But like the evidence that should lead to like what truly walking in freedom means is by using our freedom to love one another. So 3 weeks in Galatians 5 3 days in Galatians 5 in the last night, we talked about 1 Corinthians 13, and we talk about what love is. Because ultimately, it seems like what a growing disciple in Jesus Christ that's walking in the Spirit will lead to you loving others. Like the main litmus test of what it looks like to be a follower of Jesus, and the evidence of that is the way you love and treat other people. So we really define what love is and how that worked out. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you like brief overviews of like passages and like kind of summaries of what each message was so you can write your own. But if you want, like since most of you guys are done with summer camp, if you wait, when it hits the DYM store, I will post some stuff out there and you can be able to download the actual sermon manuscripts if you want to. So I wrote my own sermon. And then I entrusted my small group leaders to basically write out the student journal as well as the leader journal. So the student journal, we used blurb.com, blurb.com. And there they can you can print your own books. And so we used like soft cover books. And then this time I upgraded to like color, like inside it being color because there were some pictures I wanted to use. And I wanted to use different colors for fonts and stuff like that. It was a great resource. It worked out really, really well. And then in that book has like the rules, the schedule, the morning devos, places to write down stuff from the small group sessions, as well as stuff to write down from the main messages if they want to take notes, as well as like a bunch of games in the back. So I will give you guys in the resource I'm giving for free the entire journal. Like just I'm going to give you guys either the doc file or the PDF file, and you can just kind of look at it, make it your own, whatever you want to do with it. And then the leader journal is basically the same thing as a student journal, except way more material. So the student journal doesn't have any of the small group questions. It's just two blank pages. The leader journal has a bunch of the questions for the leaders to ask and also other resources to be mindful of, including the games and all the other stuff. And what we did for the leader journal is we didn't make a blur book. We basically just printed it in-house and got 3-ring binders and put it in there. As well as in the 3-ring binders, there were thank you cards. So that way, because their staff gave us buddies to stay in our cabin, and so we wanted them to be able to write thank you cards to their cabin buddy or whatever. As well as, what else was in there? I don't remember. Oh, like a list of all the students who were in their cabin and things like that. So that way they can like memorize names if they have to or whatever. Then I also printed stickers at Sticker Mule. Basically whatever our shirt design was, that was on our sticker. And then we made 2 shirts for every kid. So one thing I stole from the DYM 100 that was really cool. So DYM 100, if you don't know, I'm going in September. I'm going in week 1. If you're going, please let me know. Would love to hang out with you. But DYM 100, they just kept giving us shirts. Like I remember going home with so many shirts that week. And I loved it. And I remember how it made me feel. And I thought, this is like a feeling I want to give to my kids. And so I decided we're going to start giving out more shirts at camp because that's a cool experience. And so we give 2 shirts, but there was also a practical reason for one of the shirts. So the first shirt was a camp shirt. It had a bear on it and it said Fuse Camp 2017 Fort Wilderness. It said... Free forever, because that was our slogan, free forever. Then for the, what's it called? The other shirt, here's what happened, all right? In camp last year, the girls complained because the rule was girls had to wear a shirt over their bathing suit, but guys didn't have to. And the girls were like complaining, not because they necessarily didn't want the shirt, but they were like, it's unfair. It is pretty sexist. Like, it's unfair to say, like, girls have to wear a shirt, but guys don't. It's dumb. It's not like girls don't lust, right? And so back even like last year after camp, I started asking specifically the girls in my youth group, like girl leaders, as well as the guys, like, what do you think about that? Like, should we create a new policy? How should we evaluate this? And so in December, I brought it up again. And then literally 2 months leading up to camp, it's all we did. It's like not all we talked about. We talked about it a lot. In fact, my one of my like my number two person on my team, like me and her really got into it. Like she was for shirts for the girls and shirts for the guys, but like some of the way that overflowed as to why and whatever, like we butted heads on, and it was like I mean, my relationship with her is like that. We like argue a ton and like get into it, but like it's all love at the end of the day. But like we get into like these heated conversations about it. And so ultimately I made the decision of this. I posted in the Facebook groups of DYM and Youthmen, like, hey, what would you do in this situation? Like, do any of you guys do this? Do you guys any of you guys make guys wear shirts? And if you do, how'd you implement it? And I remember the very first comment someone said in one of the groups was this: if you're going to make guys wear shirts, you might as well make some really cool tank tops and give it all away for free. And then like 1,000 comments later happened, right? And like it was kind of like, I don't know if any of you guys saw that. People going back and forth whether it was a dumb idea, a good idea. What was encouraging is there were plenty of youth groups out there that actually did make their kids wear shirts, boys wear shirts. And kind of like seeing that like I wasn't crazy because I wrestled through this topic, right? Like other people wrestled through this topic. And so so then I started talking to my interns, like, okay, we're not crazy. Like, this is a thing that other youth groups do, so how do we implement it? And we talked to, like, a couple of staff people and stuff like that. And then I kept going back to that first comment, like, we should just buy tank tops, print our own tank tops, and give it away for free. And so literally, we made, like, really cool tank tops that's infused on it and gave one to every person. When I tell you, not a single parent or kid complained about this rule, it was amazing. Like, it went over super well. No one complained. And, like, the heart is this, is, like, girls struggle just as much as guys struggle with lust. And like, the girls see abs and the V thing in the waist or whatever. And they're, like, that does something, right? And so, like, making guys wear shirts wasn't a crazy idea. And, like, it took away any kind of distractions or image body issues or any of that. Like, it just let everyone enjoy the lake. It was pretty interesting. I think the other thing is they get to go home with a cool tank top now. And that's awesome. The one caveat I did make a different rule for, but like, again, my right-hand person got upset at me for, was I did let a girl who wears a life vest when she swims not wear the shirt because it's like the life vest covered more than the tank top. So like, why wear both, right? I also gave kids the option to wear another shirt if they didn't want to wear the tank top. They could wear any shirt they want. And she was like, my right-hand person was like, no, that was dumb because she took her life vest off and gave it to someone else and she was just swimming in her one piece. And like, it was like, I mean, camp is over, so there's no need to argue it over now. But like, it's just those type of things I have to think through even more. Maybe I should have asked her before I gave the girl okay. But that's what we did. We got two shirts, a camp shirt and a tank top. And guys and girls, it went over well. And there might be still people listening to this and they're like, I disagree with that. Like, why make guys wear shirts? Or even further, like, why make girls, you know, have to wear a shirt even if they wear a bikini? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, they go to the beach by themselves and see bikinis all the time. Like, I get that. I understand that. I think at the end of the day, everyone has a right to their own convictions and set their own rules because it's a free country. And that's where we fell. And it was cool. And it was fine. And no one complained. And camp, I think, in my mind, was better because of it. And so we gave our shirts. And then here's the last thing I want to kind of share with you guys about camp that we gave away. That we did as a resource. And I'll put, again, all this stuff will be there for free for you guys on the website. We gave every leader a leader gift bag when they arrived. And so in the leader gift bag, there was their shirts. Okay, so that's like every student, all the leaders got two shirts, a tank top and a t-shirt. And in there was also a bunch of like survival kit stuff, is like what we call it. There's a thing of hand sanitizer, some medicine, which actually we got in trouble for because apparently, there's a rule at campsites you're not supposed to have any pills, and I gave every leader Advil for like headaches, but whatever. I gave them Kleenexes, earplugs, pens. I gave each person $1 because at the camp you can buy like ice cream for $1. I gave every person mints to keep their breath nice and fresh. I gave everyone flavored powder to put in their water bottles if they want like some kind of flavor in their water type of thing. I gave people gum, Three Musketeers bar, Tootsie Roll. Actually, we didn't do Tootsie Roll. I pulled that out. Starburst. We gave everyone Starburst, and then we gave everyone a $5 gift card for Starbucks. So after camp, they can like recover with some coffee. And so that's what we did for the leader handbook, the leader bag. You guys can like look through that list and add to it. I think giving leader bags is a great way of showing your appreciation to anybody, any of your volunteers. I think total to create all the leader bags, including the price of the bag and everything, was like $100, maybe like $120 or something like that. And so divide that by all your, I mean, like that isn't a ton of money when you realize that like that's going to show a lot of appreciation to your leaders. You know what I'm saying? Spoil your leaders and you'll have a better youth group. I guarantee it. All right. I promise you that. Camp is great. And I would love to hear more about your camp and how it went. I'll put my camp video in the website so you can kind of see like the highlights of it. You can see our tank tops. You can see all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I hope this bonus episode has been helpful. Hopefully the resources have been great. If you have any questions about anything I did at summer camp, please let me know. Would love to answer any questions and just encourage you anyway. If you redid your summer camp this year, I hope next year camp is even better. All right. God bless you guys, and I will hopefully see you in a couple days when we talk about what I did on Sunday, all right? Till then, bye, buddies.